Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. Ah, muzimadlala bayede. And we are just worshipping the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, honoring Him because He is God, for nothing else, but because He's God. He has to be honored. He has to be worshipped. He has to be praised. And that's what that song just says. Just says, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And it's just saluting the great I am. A good morning. Is it a good morning? It's no longer a good morning, right? It's now a good afternoon to you, Thulani Gandlovu, in Zimbabwe, in Bulawayo. How are you? I hope that you are good. And he says, hi, Sibongile. I am very delighted to be listening to Heart on Openview Radio Channel 6. Oh, wow. Woo, 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 woo. Congratulations to you. You got Openview Radio Channel 607. And he says, please play me a song you played. Don't know the artist. Okay. All right. Ke rata bana ba Jesu. Ke Mona. Hey, I'm not quite sure which one is that. I'm not quite sure, but I will look for it, okay? I will look for it. Or else I should play you Colin Marileke and the song Makomba Ndlela. Thulani, thank you so much for always tuning in and listening to us. It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock right here on the airwaves of 657 AM. And it is such an honor to be talking to Mariki Bezadenhout. She is from Abu, and I know that family members still call in and they ask about counseling. They ask about Abu. I remember that there are those who have been with us, who have been listening to Radio Pulpit over the years, and they knew that if they needed counseling, they can just come to Radio Pulpit or call in. They would get, we had a team of counselors who were trained by Abu. And this team of counselors would even see them one-on-one. And there are still those people, there are still those family members who do call in and ask for counseling. Others are asking for prayers. They would be asking about prayer. We need somebody. I need somebody to stand with me in prayer. I am going through this and I am experiencing this. And we do have our counselors in various areas where we would even connect our family members in these spaces to talk to either Mariki or others as well. But a lot of people don't know that we also have in Abu, there's also a school. There are also courses. Okay, I call it a school. Mariki will correct me. I call it a school, but Mariki will correct me. And so people can still attend and come become part of Abu. And so she is joining me this afternoon, and it's such an honor. I'm trying to do something quickly before I talk to her. And this quickly that I am doing is not as quick as I want. It's not as I desire it to be, but it looks like I'm winning. It looks like I'm winning. Let me see if I'm quick enough. There you go. And now she's joining me on the other side. Mariki, hoe gaan dit met jou again?
Wonderful that you do such a blessed testimony for us. Really, I listen to you and I think I don't even have to add anything. So thank you very much.
Oh my.
No, I'm very well, and I hope that you too, you sound as if you are joyful and blessed today. And with all your listeners from far and wide, that is wonderful.
You know? We are always excited to be talking to Abu. Abu has always been there for us, and it continues to be there for us. I love likening you to our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross and never left us there. He still continues to guide us. He still continues to lead us. He still protects us. And so Abu is like somewhat like that, because you've been with us. You're still with us. But somebody who's tuned in for the first time and hearing about Abu for the first time today might ask, but who is Abu and what is their dream?
Well, Yeah. We ABU is now, of course, an acronym for the Association for Bible-Based Counseling and Training, as you said, the school. And we trained biblical counselors since 1992. That's now for the past 32 years and in South Africa. And of course, since COVID, when we started with online training, we go beyond borders also. So that is wonderful. Yeah. And our dream is to equip believers to grow and change in a biblical way in their thinking and in their actions. And we also want to give them the opportunities to guide other people in their growth and change by being counselors.
Wow, Mariki, but now why do you think it is important to train biblical counselors in these times? Are we going through the worst as a people and we need this?
Yeah, it's like you said also, Jesus Christ died for us on the cross and then he is now by his Spirit always guiding us and with us. But it's as if we, in everyday life, you know, we have our struggles and we have our suffering. And it, as things get more difficult every day, it's as if we get discouraged and we lose hope and we forget. So we need that help and biblical wisdom and understanding on how to live from our new identity, that we belong to him, that and he is our strength, and that we are the children of the light.
And I know that ABU trains biblical counselors. One would ask a question, then how important is the Bible itself in counseling?
Yes, of course, scripture is very important as God's word. He is our creator, our father, our savior in Jesus. And he is actually our wonderful counselor, like it is said in Isaiah 9. Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, but Wonderful Counselor. And by His Spirit, He engages with us through His Word. And we come to know Him. It's His story, of redemption and of love, that He tells us who He is, who we are, and how we can live in a loving relationship with Him.
And biblical counseling helps people to change, I believe. But how does the change take place?
Yeah, the biblical definition of repentance is a change of heart that leads to change in the direction and of my life. So counseling is then a journey of growth where the person experiences how his or her heart is being transformed and made new by the Holy Spirit. Now, this can happen with any person, but it's almost as if it's more direct when a person comes with problems and then one helps him in that walk of understanding and being the change of heart, and we bring the person in front of Jesus again. Yes.
So can you give an example of how a change at the heart level will help people?
Yeah, like I said, Jesus Christ himself counseled people. He is our wonderful counselor. And one example that is to me very striking is where he's counseling Peter. Now, just sometime before this scenario happened, Peter persists that Jesus is the Son of God. When Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say I am?"
I am.
Yeah. And then, but in this instance, that this was just for the before he was going to the cross, he counseled Peter when he warned him that he will deny him three times. And shortly after that, in the courtyard, Peter was alone and he was confronted by the strangers and they start asking him questions, and suddenly he was overcome by fear that they will also harm him or kill him. And And then we see that Peter's heart, which is far away at that moment from Jesus, is exposed when he says, "No, I don't know him." And he was adamant and say, "I don't know him." And when the cock crows, of course, then the Jesus just looked at Peter, and in that moment he remembered again, and that Jesus said to him that he will deny him, and in that moment one can also see how the Spirit then changes his heart, that the repentance that I said before is taking place, and he could turn back to God, to Jesus, and in experiencing that sorrow also, that tears, that and that is part of that repentance that takes place. And later on, we see how he counsels him again when he asks him three times, "Do you love me?" And from his changed heart, he could pledge his love for Jesus.
Yeah.
And then in Acts 2, when the Spirit was given to everyone, this changed Peter is confidently preaching the gospel, and even then it was a very dangerous situation, but you see the changed man that now can go forth in a new life now.
So who can do the Abu counseling courses, and how long does it take? Is it something that I can take like months or years? So who can do it, and how long does it take?
Yeah, we say anyone who themselves would like to grow and change in a biblical way.
Uh-huh.
So it, actually anyone can enroll for this course. It's not if it's just for formal counseling, but then also people who know that they have the gift of encouragement, or they feel they have a calling to counsel people, are usually also invited to do the course. And then this training really equips people who do full-time counseling, and like pastors or teachers or anybody who works with youth or doing missionary work or anything where you are. We also have over the years nurses who've come and do the counseling courses, and in the medical field. So it is not just for churches and teachers and social workers.
Yes.
You know, you have to minister to people. Are Christians, yes.
And can you yes?
That
how long?
A year course. you ask about how long.
Yes, how long does it take?
Our entrance course is a year, but then, of course, there are practical courses and specialized courses that follows on this. If I can give you information on the first course that one enrolls for, it is usually done as two semesters, and then the first semester is for the principles of the biblical dynamics of change, and then the second semester is where you apply these biblical principles and specific counseling situations, like in marriage or people who suffer with depression, addiction, stress, and other traumas. And then the classes are all offered online, and usually the students and presenters meet one every week. One can say,
yes, Marieke.
Outside fun of school holidays.
Okay,
we sort of honor the school holidays also. You know?
And they also get a break during the school holiday. So when does the course start, and when can people enroll?
On Tuesday evening on the 30th of July, because the weekly
sessions, online sessions, are in the evenings from 7 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then students can register on the web directly.
Mm-hmm.
From now until July 29th, which is the Monday,
okay,
on www.abbo.org.za.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Marie, I was going to ask you about the online, so I was impressed that now we are online. Because I remember back then, there were classes right here at Radio Pulpit. There were days where people would come and attend. So it's so awesome that now we are online.
Yeah.
So give us the contacts again, details where people can get more information about the course.
Yeah, they can visit the web, www.abbo.org.za.
Mm-hmm.
There is the information and also all the information on the counselors.
Mm.
If they need somebody to counsel them, and then of course they can register there also, or they can send me an email. I'm maritjie at abbo.org.za. But maybe it's easier to remember a number. They can also WhatsApp me at 084-50-111-02.
Wow, thank you so much for talking to us, and may the good Lord continue doing such great work through you, touching more lives, changing more lives as well, through Abu. Thank you so much, my queen.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Sibongile, and all the best. And
thank you.
For you as well. Blessings.
Just to remind
all the listeners.
Thank you so much, my queen. Just to remind family members of Radio Pulpit, the course starts on Tuesday evening, 30th July 2024, and prospective students can register on the web from now until the 29th of July on www.abbo.org.za. And for more information, you can visit their webpage, www.abbo.org.za, or send an email to maritjie at abbo.org.za. Alternatively, call Mariki on 084-50-111-02. It's 084-50-111-02.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.